Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
And joining us on the line this morning, Tegan Mansouri with the UB Department of Exercise and Nutrition Sciences. We're talking about the FDA decision to ban red dye number 3 from food. Hey, Tegan, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Okay, red dye number 3. I know this has been controversial for a while, but why the decision to ban it from the FDA?
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me this morning. So the FDA just announced yesterday that the dye will be banned effective January 2027 for as an additive in food, and 2028 in January as an additive in ingested drugs. And it's happening now because of a petition submitted to the FDA in 2022 by scientists at the Consumer for Science and the Public Interest Advocacy Group, citing evidence from the 80s that found that high doses of this dye caused tumor growth in male lab rats.
Well, we've all heard about red dye number 3 for years, right? What foods is it currently in?
Yeah, it's in a lot of different candies, a lot of the ones that are red, obviously. Some Pez candies, Conversation Hearts, Peeps, frostings that we see especially around the holidays that are very red, some vitamin gummies, but it will depend on the manufacturer, and a lot of companies have already kind of switched to using alternative dyes, but it'll vary, but typically you'll see it in candies and processed type foods.
What is it about red dye number 3? I mean, why not red dye number 4? Why is that okay? What about any blue dyes or green or any other color that you, why this specifically?
Right, that's a great question, and it's because of evidence that found that this dye specifically, when administered in high doses, was causing cancer in these lab, or not even, it was tumor growth in these male lab rats. And, you know, if another dye was found to be linked to causing some sort of tumor growth or cancer in animals or humans, it would also be banned, but the evidence isn't there for other dyes.
Why is it happening now?
So, great question again. It's, you know, we hear about it a lot, and it's happening now because of that petition from a consumer advocacy group that was submitted to the FDA, causing the FDA to review recent research and reflect on the provision to the Food and Drug and Cosmetic Act that says that any additive that is linked to causing cancer in animals or humans must be banned, not allowed in the food system, in products, including drugs, because of that potential risk. However, it is also stated by the FDA that there is no known risk for humans. It's more of a precautionary measure.
This is getting a lot more attention, you know, around the country right now. The food additives, have you noticed that, people being more curious as to what exactly they're eating?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's really more of a, it's a social media driven movement where it, to me, really distracts from bigger issues that we have in our current system, where a lot of people don't even have access to foods. We see a lot more processed foods available, and we're kind of deterring from the number of people who may not have access to whole foods. How many people don't eat whole foods and fruits and vegetables and things like that. So I do think it's a little bit more of a distraction to bigger issues.
you know, as far as I know, I think this has been banned in Europe for a long time. It's finally being banned here now. Why is that?
Yeah, there's a lot of confusion about that, too. It's actually, a lot of these dyes aren't actually banned in Europe. They use different names. There's a lot of social media posts that claim that they are banned in Europe, where it's really just misinformation. But again, it's because we do have regulation to ban harmful substances. And now that the consumer advocacy group petitioned the FDA to review the safety of this dye. And so now after reviewing the safety and reviewing the updated literature, the decision was made that it is better to ban the dye rather than keep it in the foods and cause any risk. But again, that risk is low in humans. There's no evidence connecting the dye to cancer in humans. It's a lab-specific mechanism that has not been shown to be consistent in humans. So it's really more precautionary.
Even that being said, I mean, would you say it's a good thing that we're paying attention a little bit more to what we're putting in our bodies?
Yeah, I would say it's better to take that precautionary approach, of course, than you know, allowing things to be put in our food without knowing what the effect can be. So yeah, I think it's a step in the right direction. I think that it's a sign of our regulatory system working, right? We're able, consumers and advocacy groups are able to petition the regulatory agencies to review research and take action. So yeah, it's definitely a sign of our system working. And I would say overall, it's a step in the right direction.
You know, Tegan, in general, should you kind of look at colorful foods, maybe with an extra glance, I mean, because of the possibility of artificial dyes?
Yeah, so I would say, especially processed foods, you know, like colorful processed foods, in general, it is good to consume more whole foods. And, you know, the processed foods, while it's okay to consume in small amounts, that shouldn't be a large portion of anyone's diet because of the risk of not consuming adequate amounts of nutrients and the fiber and all the vitamins and minerals that we need. And so overall, certainly processed foods that are across the board should be consumed with caution. And one thing that I do want to note, especially considering the ban now, that foods, you know, companies are going to be relying on alternative dyes now and may even turn to some natural dyes, which natural doesn't always necessarily mean it's better in this context, especially. And I would caution people to be aware of potential allergic reactions that may result from some of these natural dyes. So just proceed with caution, certainly, as companies begin to switch the dyes that they will be using.
Okay. Hey, Tegan, thank you so much. Tegan Mansouri with the UB Department of Exercise and Nutrition Sciences.